こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。同じく公式アプリで問題を出題している宿題プラン、先週から大幅にアップグレードして、選択問題が結構イケてる感じになっているので、ぜひやってみてください。
あと1ヶ月間の無料トライアルもついてるので、
やってみてください。お願いします。
お願いします。
1個目、ロイターの取材で人権運動を行っている夫婦をテロリスト団体の支持者として知られているなどと誹謗中傷する記事を執筆していた人間が実際は存在していないことが分かりました。問題となっているのはオリバー・テイラーという男性で、昨年12月からメディアへの寄稿記事やブログ記事を執筆していました。ネットに公開されているプロフィールではバーミンガム大学に通う20代、コーヒーと政治が好きなどと記載され、顔写真も公開されています。しかし今回の取材でこの男性がバーミンガム大学に在籍していないことが明らかになったほか、6人の専門家が顔写真を解析しディープフェイクで作られた可能性が高いと判断しています。
According to information collected by Reuters, the supposed author of spurious articles describing a human rights activist couple as known terrorist sympathizers doesn't actually exist. The issue is regarding the personhood of Oliver Taylor, an identity which has been writing blogs and articles for the media since December of last year. An online profile describes him as a student in his 20s, attending Birmingham University, with interests in coffee and politics, and includes a profile picture. Further inquiry revealed that this student is not enrolled at Birmingham University, and 6 analysts believe that the profile picture, is a deep fake generated image.
So, 写真見た？
うん。
まあ、にっこりしている白人男性の写真で、まあ、これを見ただけだと、まあ、偽物感は特にないんだけども、まあ、この記事を見ると、背景の歪みとインコンシステンシー、あとは首と襟にグリッチがあるっていうふうに、まあ、専門家の人は言っていて、ただまあ私が普通にこう目視した限りでは、その首と襟のグリッチっていうのは全く分からなかった、うん、確かに背景はそのなんて言うんだろうね、ちょっとこう不思議な、よく見るとね、あの灰色一色ではなく、なんとなくこうなんて言えばいいんだろうね、変な線が入ってるっていうか、
うん、
でも普通はそんなところまで見ないから、これはすごいと思ったこのでも専門家が見れば一応判断できるレベルなんだなっていう。
Do they have a guess as to which software was used to synthesize this person?
そこまでは書いてなかったけど、ただ専門家の一人はもうこれは 100% 絶対ディープフェイクですっていうふうに言っていて、すごい自信がある、うん、だからそれぐらいあのホールマークは全部ヒットしているっていうことを言ってるんだよね。ただ専門家から見るとそうでも、やっぱり普通に見るともうこれがコンピューターで作られた写真だっていうのは絶対わからないから、
うん、
すごいし、まあ、ディープフェイクが手軽に使えるようになってくると、どういうふうなことで悪用されるかっていうのは散々まあ予測されてはいるけれども、実際にこうやって誰かを攻撃するために使われてしまったっていう。
What if it turns out that it is a real personLike, these experts are so rude.
それはそれで面白いけど、ただまあ怖いのはこういうふうにまあ実在しない人物を作り出すってなってしまうと、誰かを誹謗中傷してもそれをこうトレースできないんだよね。だからまあ訴えるとかっていうことがまあすごく難しくなってしまう。でこの記事をこの人が書いた記事を掲載してしまったメディアにももちろんロイターを取材してるわけだけど、まあこうオリバー・テイラーっていう人物からピッチしてきて、まあ、無料で記事を執筆しますよっていう。で、まあ、ライターとして 偽名というか、まあ、芸名を使う人たちもいるから、まあ、そこでなんとなくまあ、そこまでバックグラウンドチェックとかをするわけでもないので通してしまったっていうことらしいんだけどね。
Do they speculate about what sort of organization might be behind this? I mean, I guess it could be an individual, but it seems like there is some political motive involved, right?
いや、そこまでね、なんか詳しく書いてなくて、というのも彼が書いた記事が例えばものすごいこう拡散されたとかそういうわけでもないんだよね。だからこの被害を受けた夫婦にとってはもちろん重大な出来事なんだけれども、そのこの記事自体がすごい注目を集めたっていうわけではないらしくて、だからこう誰がどういうモチベーションでっていうのをすごい大々的に調査されてるみたいなわけではない感じなんだけど、
So it's kind of like a canary in the coal mine in terms of malicious use of technologies, and we often speculate like what bad things could be done with this technology, and we do know thatAround the world, there are bad actors, including various government troll farms, supposedly, you know, that push some political or national interests using whatever technological means are available.
Yeah, でやっぱりツイッターでもこう顔を出して本名でやってる人、フルネームでやってる人。っていうのは、まあ、ある程度の安心感はあるわけじゃない？その例えば猫の顔で全然名前じゃないようなのをハンドルネームにしてる人よりかは、こう大学名も出てるし顔も分かってるし本名も出てるし、ある程度のこうクレディビリティがある、こうある程度リスポンシビリティを持って発言してるんだろうなっていうふうに、まあ、みんながなんとなく無意識にでも前提として持ってるわけだけど、まあ、こういうふうにこう顔写真を簡単に生成できてしまうってなると、そのまずその人がそもそも本当にいるのかどうかっていうことすらが、すら分かんなくなっちゃうから。
Before they were, these kinds of bad actors were taking people's profile pictures and using them.
そうそうそう。
Without permission. And, you know, eventually some of them would get found out. It's like, hey, that's not.You know, someone's using my image for some random account.
だから昔、キャットフィッシュっていうドキュメンタリーがあったじゃない？あれも、ね、全然知らない女性の写真を大量に、まあ、盗んできてというか、持ってきて、それが自分であるかのように男性がオンライン上で振る舞っていたっていう問題だけど、確かにその実在の人物を語っていると、本当のその本人にバレてしまったときに、とか、まあ、その本人の友達とかが見つけちゃうとすぐバレちゃうけど、こういうふうにこう専門家が見ないと分かんないってなっちゃうと、普通の人はどう考えてもね。
I wonder if these experts would be able to tell with the latest technologies. Because I suspect that this Oliver Taylor was created using either StyleGAN or StyleGAN 2. And those are sort of the best AI tools that exist right now.For generating and synthesizing facial images. But so StyleGAN 2 came out like 4 or 5 months ago, and it's really good. StyleGAN 2, I think, is what's used for like the website thiscatdoesnotexist.com. You know, and it creates a fake cat out of thin air. None of those cats are real. Or thispersondoesnotexist.com was, I guess, the original.So that website, every time you refresh it, it creates a new person. I mean, anyone can just go to, you know, thispersondoesnotexist.com and just screenshot that fake person. It just, we can just create fake people for days. And when you look at these fake people, even if you know that this person doesn't exist, you look into their eyes, you kind of hallucinate that, like, you still feel like they're real.They still feel relatable, even if they're not real people.
Yeah. そうね。なんか、ハルスネイというか、もう見えちゃってるからね、普通に。なんていうの。
But you know, in your mind, right? You know they're not real. But it's right. like you almost can't believe it. Like, I look at this picture of someone, this like Oliver Taylor, and I'm reading, this is not a real person. And I'm just looking at their picture. I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, how is this not, like, what is this a picture of? Like, what is this?
I know, yeah.
It's crazy. So this Style Gan 2 came out, and I think that was probably what was used for Oliver Taylor, but it could have been Style Gan 1. So Style Gan has characteristic flaws that are identifiable, and you can kind of, there's certain areas to check, you know, around the ears and stuff. But within 4 months of Style Gan 2, researchers came out with something called adversarial latent autoencoders, which is basically Style Gan 3. I mean, they're not calling it that, but it is absolutely next level. I mean, it looks so much better than Style Gan 2, and you don't even realize how much better it is until they show you side by side. Style Gan has an issue with tracking the eyes. So, I mean, these tools are also used for generating videos of people and stuff. But in generating fake people, sometimes the pupils aren't looking in the, like, aren't focused on something. They're kind of, you know, drifting. So the eyes is kind of one of the giveaways for the early versions of these algorithms. But the latest one just came out maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, it's really good. And they will come out with another one after that. And no expert is going to be able to tell the difference within a year. There's no way.
なんかさ、今、まあ、ミスインフォメーションとかフェイクニュースとかが蔓延してて、これが本当のことなのかっていうのをみんな、まあ、ジャッジしないといけないって言って大変がってるのに、それに加え、その、これを言ってるこの人は本当に人間なんだろうかっていう、その、例えば YouTube で、YouTuber とかでさ、じゃあ人気の YouTuber ですって言って、まあ、すごい毎日動画を上げていて大人気ですってなって、例えばヒカキンみたいな人が出てきた時に、この人本当にいるんかなっていう、なんかそこからもはやわからないままっていう。
I already think that with like Mark Zuckerberg or some people I see like on TV or whatever.
なんかそこまで疑問に思わなきゃいけなくなるっていうのは結構めんどくさそうだなっていうふうに思ってしまうけど。
There will be people, I think, who are powerful and have a lot of resources and will maintain that power after they die by, like, not telling anyone they died and they just have, like, a virtual version of themselves that, I don't know. I mean, once you hit, like, 120 or something, people are going to get really suspicious. But there are many weird potential applications. I mean, you could load this into a Sims game and just have like millions of characters in Sims that all have unique, realistic faces.
Yeah.
And every instance of a Sims game would have unique people. Like your Sims game has completely different humans in it than somebody else's Sims game. And even the cats in the Sims game are unique.
Yeah, this is really weird.
Is this good?
What do you mean?
Do you think we'll be able to mitigate the negative potential consequences of this technology? Or are we just going to have way more Oliver Taylors? Like, everyone, like, you know, the biggest influencers within 10 years are going to be, you know, will be named Oliver Taylor. It's not even a real person.
だから何かしら法規制というかさ、その、じゃあディープフェイクを使って活動する場合とか、本人、自分がね。だからディープフェイクを使った写真を使う場合は、もうそのことを明示しないとダメですよ、みたいな。その、
But how will the government even know? They could be in a different country. They're not even in a real country. you could just, you know.
でもだから何かしらそういう規制を作ろうっていう動きにはなるでしょうねと思うけどね。
You're gonna have, you know.
それがこうどれぐらいフィズボかどうかは別として。
There will be government agents flying to like, you know, Timbuktu or somewhere looking for a fake person. I mean, this has probably already happened. Where they've had investigations where they're looking for someone that doesn't even exist. It's sort of a cheesy plot tool in spy movies or something, right? Like the villain yeah. isn't even a real person.
Yeah, and like 顔ベリベリベリみたいな。
Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, you don't even need those masks.
Yeah. I mean, with all the not doing things in person right now, you know, the opportunity to verify with your real eyes is diminishing for all sorts of things. It's just sort of this, we're trusting an image on our little rectangle data portal.
だからそうなってくるとやっぱり対面じゃないとダメみたいな、そういうだからこうものによっては、
mm. Like launching the nukes or something? Like you want to do that in person?
わかんないけど、なんかこう対面じゃないとこれはセキュリティ上ダメみたいなさ。
Can you imagine if it got to a point where we just had to flip the switch and we were like, we can't allow, I don't know, technology anymore. Like, it just becomes too dangerous. Like, does that point exist? I don't think it does.
Like, it gets too crazy and we can't live with it anymore.
Well, somehow the utility of technology always outpaces the downside in this way, and so we keep going.
But
it's not like there aren't downsides. It's not like there aren't, you know, these
だからやっぱりメリットが大きすぎるんだろうね。その例えばフェイクニュースとかミスインフォメーションでこんなにめちゃくちゃになってるけど、じゃあもう全部やめましょうみたいな風にならないわけじゃん。それはやっぱり害もすごいあるけれども、まあ、利益があまりにも大きいっていう。
Yeah.
Like, even on individual level, like, people can't quit Twitter. You know, even if it's giving them so much stress for hours every day, like, people can't quit. So, なんだろう。そう、個人レベルでもそうっていうことは、まあ、集合体で見たとき、それはそうだよね。
I saw some research saying that there's a correlation between your ability to be hypnotized and how addictive you find social media to be. And there's a certain trait that people have, which is an ability to immerse themselves, sort of like a hyper-focus on something and tune out everything else. So hypnosis is like you're listening to this guy's or this woman's voice and you're just super focused on what they're saying, and
right,
then you and you sort of visualize whatever they're talking about, and then you're in this different state of mind, and people vary in their susceptibility to hypnosis and their susceptibility to social media hypnosis. Hypnosis by the algorithm.
Right.
You want to know what's next. If you just scroll one more centimeter, you'll see the next post and then the one after that, and just tune out everything else.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't want to check Twitter, but I do often. And I just want to...
Do you check it too much or...?
Not too often, but for too long.
Oh, when you do?
At a time, yeah.
You want a briefer session?
寂しいというか、なんか I want to maybe I want to stay connected. Like, なのかな、わかんない。自分でもよくわかんないけど。
we live in a society and it matters what people think. And
it's weird because there's so much information and you're getting absorbing so much information, and yet it feels like it's such a waste of time.
Well, I feel like most of the world focuses on less than 1% of what's actually going on, and the qualities of anything that's going on that makes it attractive for the media and for people generally is not necessarily what makes it significant. So anytime you're listening to news or reading news, or for me personally, I ask myself in my head, why is this significant? I repeat that question. And I had this teacher in high school who was my least favorite teacher, but probably the best influence of all my teachers, would say that, you know, why is this significant? You know, sometimes we're just entertained, but you really think about it, or you think about it later, and it's like, yeah, is this really that big of a deal? Like, is this really going to turn into anything, or does this, you know? It's when we conflate entertainment and, you know, significance.
And this sense of endlessness, you know, on like with Twitter and any kind of social media, it's like you can scroll and scroll and scroll, and it's endless. There's no sense of accomplishment.
It's after the internet.
Like 2 hours or something, you know? So that's why I try to, like, whenever my son is taking a nap, that's my free time essentially. So I avoid social media, and instead I read a book or I watch a TV show or a movie or whatever. And even if it's a stupid ass TV show, it gives me a sense of accomplishment to some extent. Like, oh, I finished it, you know? もうこれ見終わった。なんか、この映画一本見れたとか。
But isn't that sort of a false, you know, cutoff? It's just that we can't measure our progress. It's like when studies come out and say that kids aren't reading. But if you include their social media use or like their internet use, they probably read way more than anyone's ever read.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard to measure. Like, you don't tell someone like, oh yeah, I read like 200 pages of Twitter the other day. You know, like you read a book.
Yeah. No, it's just the sense of, なんか何かが始まって何かがちゃんと終わるっていう。
Right, when do you stop scrolling?
そう、だからそれがやっぱないと精神的に自分はね、なんかあんまり良くない。あ、またなんかこの時間無駄にしちゃったみたいな。超読んでんのに、文字めっちゃ読んで疲れてんのに、なんか、あ、時間無駄にしたっていう思ってしまう。そのサイクルがすごい、自分のメンタルヘルス的に良くないし、かといってじゃあ、その無駄だったって思うことをやめることもできない。なんていうの、そのことは、それをアクセプトすることがまずできないから、もうじゃあやめちゃった方がいいかなって思って避けてるけど。
How do you feel? Like, can you describe the moment when you do stop scrolling? Like, what is that 切り替え?
It's always when I, well, because on.
Do you sigh?
I mean I don't check like, Facebook anymore, but so it's only Twitter, but なんだろうね、やっぱネガティブなものにすごいアテンションを持っていっちゃうから、自分がこうなんか社会問題とか政府がやってることとか、まあセクシズムとか何でもいいんだけど、おって思うのってやっぱりどうしても何か怒りを感じるとか問題意識を感じるものだから、まあ、環境問題とかもそうだけど、でそれはやっぱり大事だし無視しちゃいけないって思ってる面もあるじゃん、これは知っとかないとみたいな、でそれがやっぱりエンドレスにもちろんあるからそれをエンドレスに見てるうちに、あ、ちょっと待って、なんか今この自由時間にストレスをアキュミュレートしてるなみたいな何やってんだろうっていう。
And it tends to become about, you know, other people. And it's, what is this? I'm trying to remember this quote. Well, when you're on social media, you know, you're just giving away so much of your energy and your focus and your attention, and it persists even when you get off of social media. You know, it's still bouncing around in your head. I wanted to say culture is not your friend, right? So there are so many cultural things that pull at all of us in different directions. Hey, why don't you do this? Or why don't you support this? Or why don't you, you know, all these things. But that can betray your own interests as an individual, or like what you should be focusing on right now, you know? So when we elevate, you know, other people on social media to the status of, you know, icons, and we tend to lower ourselves as nothing more than a participant, nothing more than the audience, you know, it's like this, that interview with Steve Jobs where he's explaining how the world was created by people that are no smarter than you are, and you can reach out and influence things yourself, you know. Sort of the classic example of culture is not your friend would just be like the Vietnam War or something. You know, there are other mechanisms, motives, big things that are happening, plans that you become a part of. You become a part of some bigger agenda set by, you know, who knows what. So that's, to me, that's always the main pitfall of social media that I'm concerned about.
Right. 次、ランセットに掲載されたワシントン大学保健指標評価研究所の研究で、2017年のグローバル疾病負荷研究の結果をもとに、世界人口の死亡率、出生率、移住などを予測した結果、2100年までに195カ国中183カ国において合計特殊出生率が2017年の 2.37 を下回る 1.66 となり、世界的に少子化となることが分かりました。20歳以下の人口が17億人に対し、65歳以上が23億7千万人となり、著しい労働力の低下や高齢化に伴う社会保険などの負荷に対応するため、多くの国で移民政策が必要となるほか、経済力や成長力において各国の力のバランスが大きくシフトする可能性があります。2035年には中国が GDP でアメリカを上回ると予測されますが、2050年以降の人口減少により、2098年には移民政策に強いアメリカが再度トップになると予測されています。また、労働力となる若い人口が大幅に増加すると予測されるサブサハラアフリカは、急速に経済成長し力をつけると見られています。
In a study published in Lancet, researchers at the University of Washington Institute, the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, used data from the Global Burden of Disease Study in 2017 to predict things like global population mortality rates, birth rates, and migration, and estimates that by the year 2100, the overall average birth rate for 183 countries out of 195will fall from 2.37 in 2017 to 1.66, a declining global birth rate. The study estimates that in 2100, the population under 20 will be 1.7 billion, compared to 2.37 billion for people over 65 years old, and speculates that this will result in a smaller labor force and higher social security burden to care for the elderly. This will likely result in the need for immigration reform, as well as shifts in the balance of economic power and growth rates across countries. While it is predicted that China's GDP will exceed that of the United States by 2035, due to birth rate decreases predicted after 2050, due to the immigration policies of the United States, they predict that it would reemerge as the largest economy in the year 2098. Furthermore, the study predicts that due to the labor force available in the growing younger demographic of sub-Saharan Africa, the region will likely experience an economic boom and become more formidable.
そう、国連はずっと人口は増え続けるって言ってるので、それとはちょっと反対の結果なんだけども、うん、日本はまあ一足、二足、五足ぐらい先にああ少子化プラス高齢化を突き進んでいるので、日本の人からするとまあこういう話はすごく身近というかもう知ってるよって感じかもしれないんだけど、うん、まあ、この研究だと日本は人口が半減する国の中に入っていて、なので2100年までに日本は6000万人になるだろう。で、他に人口が半減するとされている国はタイとかスペイン、イタリア、韓国とか、
うん、
その辺で、まあ、中国も 25-50% は減少する、なので、まあ、世界での地域で見るとアジアと東ヨーロッパが人口が最も減少するだろうと言われていて、北アフリカと中東だけ人口が増加する。で、うん、まあ、その少子化というか、出生率が下がるっていう意味では今すごく多いところが、まあ、一番下げ幅は大きいから、例えばニジェールとかは今1人当たり平均7人ぐらい産んでるから、それがまあ下がって 1.8 人になるとか、うん、まあ、そういう感じ。
How do you or how should we reconcile the UN's position on this and this research? Or what do you make of that?
わかんない。私その国連のやつは実はちゃんと詳しく見てないから、何をどうやったらこういう反対の結果になったのか分かってないんだけど。
Do they say that it just goes up forever? Like, what is the UN saying?
Well, I don't think they said forever, but I think at least by 2100. まあ増えるっていうのは言ってたんだと思うんだけど。ただ、yeah. So,
what's your personal intuitive idea of how who is right?
I don't know, but どうなんだろうね。でも、なんていうの、ずっとさ上がり続けるっていうことはないじゃん。
Well, there would be some limiting factor eventually, but...
Right. I mean, I'm in Japan, so... 逆になんかそっちの方が想像しがたいというか。
Mm-hmm.
だから。
Yeah, I think the UN is wrong. And a lot of smart people would agree that the UN is wrong. Well, would agree with this paper. I guess is a more positive way to phrase it. But, yeah, if it's not planned for, I mean, you can always do something and change the projection, right? So this projection, like all projections, is like the assuming everyone sort of just keeps doing more or less the same thing, right? Like we're...
Yeah.
If we, you know... If India suddenly came up with some, or some country came up with some new child policy or something, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we don't know, but.
So.
But in 2098, I mean, how do you even, you know, extrapolate that far out? That seems ridiculous. What's the AI population? In 2098, how many Oliver Taylors are there?
ここにも書いてあったけど、その、まあ、人口が、まあ、労働力となる若い人口が減少して、まあ、負担がすごく、社会保険料もそうだし、まあ、単純にその労働力が足りないみたいなことになって、
うん、
来ることが予想されるけれども、それと同時にもちろんその女性の権利とかリプロダクティブヘルスみたいなところ は、まあ、最大限努力をしていかないといけないよねっていうのは書い、まあ、あえて多分書いてあったけど。
うん。
So.
So what are the primary driving factors for this predicted shift in birth rates?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But like, 例えばだけど
Wasn't the paper saying something about like access to contraceptives being a, obviously being a factor, but
Right, like, 例えばその女性が大学に行くとかさ、女性が働き始める、
mm-hmm.
会社で働くとか、
mm-hmm.
ってなるともちろん社会的なサポートがないと、
mm-hmm.
その7人産んでとかさ、もちろん普通にできないわけだから、そういうこう社会的な変化みたいなものもあるだろうし、
It's crazy. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I mean, it was only two or three generations ago that people were having like
yeah.
five, six, seven children.
So,
I mean, that's
so,
only
like,
instead of years, if we just think about it, how many generations? It's only like two or three. So.
日本もうちらのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代はね、普通に10人兄弟とか全然珍しくなかったと思うし、うん、まあ、5人以上兄弟がいるっていう人もいっぱいいたと思うんだけど、うん、そうだからまさにたった2世代でここまで減ってるっていう。
How did they have like 10 kids? It's hard to imagine. Like...
うん、でもやっぱりおばあちゃん世代の話を聞いてるとこう子育ての環境があまりにも違うからね、その一番上の子に一番下の子の面倒を親レベルで見させるみたいなことが当たり前だったわけだから、それ今やったらもう虐待って言われちゃうけど、じゃああんた下の子をおんぶして草野球してきなさいよみたいな、
うん、
なんかそういうでもちろんその、ね、子供に子供を見させるだけじゃなくて親戚とか町の人とかみんなが見てくれるわけだから、うん、それはまあ10人ぐらい産んだってどうにかなったのかもしれないけど、
うん、
今はねあまりにもちょっと無理すぎるし、その2人ですらもどうするみたいな、まあ、自分の肌感覚的には友達とかさ、
うん、
まあ、1人目から2人目のハードルっていうのがめちゃくちゃ大きいから、それはまあ金銭的なものもあるし、まあ、やっぱりその親に助けてもらえないとかさ、そのサポートがあまりにもなさすぎる核家族だから、だからで人間って多分それをやるようにあまりできてないから、その核家族で子供を育てるっていうのは、うん、ね、その人間の種としてすごく新しいことだから、だから
I think certain communitiesreligious and otherwise benefit from having, you know, networks of families that trust each other, and they're able to have many more children than families that don't have those supportive networks. And, you know, the replacement level birth rate is 2.1, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,Even if you have two kids, you're just like replacing yourselves. And that's already like super difficult, you know,、
yeah.
so.
So, だからまあ日本の政治家とかね、3人ぐらい、だそれこそ、その親2人を replace するだけじゃなくて増えてもらわないといけないから、3人ぐらいはとか言まあ気軽に言ってすぐ炎上したりするわけだけど、まあ一つ日本でちょっと感じるのはその、子供を産んだ後に実際どうなるのか、どれぐらい大変、大変大変って言うけど、どれぐらい大変なのかっていうのが全く見えないわけじゃん。その隠されたところで行われてるから、家の中で誰も見てないし、そのやったことある人じゃないと全くもう見えもしてない、だからそのボロボロの様子が見えないから、こうなかなか想像もできないし、その周りが助けることもなかなか難しいっていう。
I feel like the pressure and standards and judgment from other people also makes it more intimidating as well. Because, you know, before, you know, when if I hear about, you know, like how my dad or grandpa or grandma grew up, it's kind of like they were just running around outside. Like there wasn't that much, you know, supervision. People weren't really, it was like families would operate however they operated inside. And it was kind of like, you know, not everyone had, like a parenting handbook that's going to tell you everything, you know, you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah. そう、それもあるね。こう情報がありすぎて、なんかこう、これはこうしないとダメみたいなとか、こういう親はダメ、こういう親はいいとか、まあ、それで苦しむ人も、まあ、いると思うし、なんかこう、でもやっぱりそのね、3人ぐらいはみたいなことを言ってる政治家とかを見ると、その大変さとか負担っていうのが伝わってない、そのポリシーを作る側、そこをサポートする側がそもそもそこを分かってないんじゃないかなっていうふうに思っちゃうけどね。
Yeah, I feel like both sides can say like, well, you know, I want 3人ぐらい too, but...
そうそう
like, what are we going to do? Like,
そうそうそう
like are you going to help? Or like, what are we...
そうそうそう are you going to pay for their education? って感じ
you can't just tell, you know, tell people to make people.
Yeah.
You have to have the conditions for it. So.
そう、まあ、それはでも政治家だけじゃなくて、例えばその親世代の人が、まあ、私たち世代に言う場合もそうじゃん。なんかいつ子供作るのとか、まあ、子供作るのったら絶対こう一人っ子じゃかわいそうだから二人以上とかさそういうことをまあ気軽に言ってしまうっていう。ただその環境が変わってるからあの、ね、誰でもがそんな簡単にポコポコ産めるわけではないというか、
yeah.
まあ産んだとしてもその後じゃあどうする。だから、ね、うちも二人目どうするとか話すこともあるけど、まあ、今このパンデミック下でどうこうっていうのもあるし、サポートが全然ないからなんか物理的にちょっと無理無理っていうか想像できない、なんかどうなっちゃうんだろうっていう感じだけど、
I think there is a silver lining to this that things are sort of working themselves out in the sense thatChildren in developed countries consume far more resources than the children in underdeveloped or developing countries, like per capita. It's a humongous difference. And we're in this phase right now where we are investing frantically to try to create a way that we can still be effective producers while not obliterating the environment. And if the birth rate had never fallen in developed countries, the earth would just be a smoldering piece of ash.
Yeah, you know,
it would have been crazy. Once we have the engineering, the technical solutions to do the things we want to do in our economy without obliterating the environment, then I think, you know, that would be a more appropriate time to...increase the birth rate. You want to do those in the right order, you know, if you want to maintain our resources on Earth. We actually lose irrecoverable resources when we consume too quickly and recklessly.
Yeah, yeah. So, まあ、だからじゃないかもしれないけど、この論文も別にこうなんだろう、当然。人口が減少するから、それが、そのこと自体が問題だみたいな話では全くないというか、そういうことは言ってないし、その人口が減少するから早くみんな産んでくださいみたいな、その日本の政治家みたいなことを言ってるわけでもなくて、単純にあの労働力が足りなくなるから、だから移民政策とかを強化しないといけなくなる国が出てきたりとか、まあ、あとそのグローバルでのパワーバランスが変わったりしますよっていうのを、まあ、淡々と述べてるわけだけど、ね、人口が半減するとどうなるのかっ ていうのは私は経済全く詳しくないので想像もできないけど、well, I wonder what's going to happen to Japan. Japanese is going to be even more niche な言語。
It won't happen suddenly. It's happening slowly. We're just not doing very much about it. You know, this isn't happening like overnight. It's not like they're, you know, they've announced that a meteor is going to hit in like a week. It's a slow problem. We see it happening. We see the thing, the various factors involved. And, you know, I think more people is better, generally speaking. You know, if Earth had no people, that would be really lame. And we've got space on like Mars and other places. I don't think overpopulation is a real thing. The only problem is overconsumption.
いやだからいつも言うけどディカプリオが怒られてたやつじゃん。それがまさにその、まあ、アメリカ人、まあそのね、先進国の人がすぐそうやって人口が増えすぎてなんちゃだって言うけど、まあ、その人口が増えてる国っていうのはそもそも一人当たりのリソースがすごい少ないわけだから、
mm.
いやその一人当たりのリソースをもう3人分5人分と毎年毎年使ってるのはお前らだろみたいな感じで、まあね、よく怒られるわけだけど、それは本当にその通りだからね。
I think one of the biggest factors in this transformation of economic power is the ability to work remotely and to work across borders. And so outsourced work, you know, if you're on the internet, it doesn't matter if you, you know, it just reminds me of when I saw this kid on the bus in Cambodia, like making, like programming on some laptop from like, I don't even know, like 2005 or something. Like, you just need a computer and an internet connection. And with the introduction of Starlink, the satellite-based internet, anyone anywhere in the world could have fast, instantaneous access to all the world's information and access to all of the jobs and opportunities that exist on the internet. And so people, I mean, this has been happening, it's still happening, but people in these developing countries are competing in many, many fields, and they're doing very well.
Mm.
And, you know, the only thing that matters is your hunger, right?
Yeah.
How much do you want it? That's the main factor.
そうね、それもあるし、まあ、なんか今やっぱりこのパンデミックでその、まあ、さっきのオリバー・テイラーの話じゃないけど、その逆にあの対面の方がいい、そのリモートで全部できない、できるっちゃできるけどみたいな、その今まではよく分かってなかった部分、なんか全部リモートにしてみたら意外とこういうところが対面の方がいいねみたいなのが可視化されてきてて、それはそれで面白いなと思う。今まではなんか私もいやもう全部リモートでやっちゃえばいいのにって、こう思って、まあ業種によると思うけどね、まあ、私がやってる仕事とかはもう全部別にリモートでできるしいいじゃんって思ったけど、まあ、やってみると意外とあこういうとこはあって話した方が、まあ、逆に早いとか、そういうこともあったりするから、それはそれでそういうのが分かったっていうのも面白いけど、
I think overall meeting in person or work that involves meeting in person will become sort of a niche profession. Like it would be unusual to have a job that involves that. In terms of if you look at all the jobs, you know, most jobs will not probably require that.
Maybe. It's just like, なんかできるかできないかで言うとできるんだけど、なんかその人間同士のコミュニケーションで回していかないといけないものである以上、なんか変な話、そのサイコロジカルの部分っていうか、それは今まで自分が仕事してきて、まあ、感じたこともあるけど、例えばなんかコミュニケーションですれ違いが起きたときに、会ったことある相手と全く会ったことない相手だとこじれ方が違うとかね、
right.
そういうのはやっぱりそのまだ テクノロジーの限界があるっていうか、まあ、これからどんどんテクノロジー自体が発展してて、そういうギャップもちっちゃくなっていくのかもしれないけど。
うん。Well, I think in Japan and Japanese business settings, they have a bias towards really valuing that, because in Japanese business culture, you know, the business relationships are actually relationships. They're not just contracts, and they tend to be more long-term.
It's not just that though. Like, for example, like when I used to work with people in Europe, just over the internet, just over emails or phone calls, なんかこうメールだとどうしても伝わりきれないというか、なんかなんでこの人こういうふうに言うのかなとか、なんでこの人こうやって言うんだろうってなってて、実際に出張とかで会って初めて、ああなんかこういうキャラなのかみたいな、なんかあこういうキャラだからこうやって言ってるのかとか、あ別に悪気ないんだなとか、なんかこう会って話さないと分かんない。だから仕事ができるかできないかで言ったら別に回るんだけど、なんかこうよりスムーズになるとか、よりその圧力を生まないみたいな意味では一回ぐらい会っといた方がいいっていうこともあるよね。なのでこう一概になんか全部リモートにしちゃっても一生対面なんてなくてもいいっていうのが言えるかっていうと、人間同士のコミュニケーションである以上、意外とそこのアナログの部分を捨てきれないのかなっていうふうに思ってきた。
Well, I definitely think there is loss if if companies give that up, but there is an increasing refinement that we're seeing in corporate operations, mostly stemming from Silicon Valley, but the kind of efficiency of operations that we're seeing is spreading, and companies are going to become less human in how they, I mean, the cost of maintaining those sorts of interactions may be uncompetitive in the long term.
Yeah, I guess it depends. I guess it really depends on the industry.
I think in service, on the service side, we will see that for probably forever, you know, in person stuff. But even in service, we're seeing the freaking, you know, Peppa and the iPads and, you know.
いや、なんかこの間さ、iTunes で買った曲が急に消えちゃったのね。その4曲ぐらい、一番新しいやつが。で、なんでないんだけどと思って、いろいろやってみたんだけど無理で、で、Apple のその問い合わせチャットみたいなところで話してたの。そしたらなんか、文字だけなんだけど、なんかその彼が、ちょっとなんて言うんだろう、新卒っぽい雰囲気を醸し出してる、なんかわかる、なんか頑張りますみたいな、でなんかだからすごいこう、すごい頑張ってくれてると思って、まあ別にね、逆にこうすごい好感じゃないけどさ、なんか逆にすいませんねみたいな気持ちにこっちがなっちゃって、で終わったらこう、今回のことで僕もすごく勉強になりましたみたいな、なんかこう書いてきてね、すごいなんか頑張ってるんだな、すごい 若そうだなと思って、でなんか終わった後に、これがなんか人間じゃなかったらすごい嫌だなと思ってなんか名前も表示されてたし、すごい人間だと思うんだけど、これでこう違ったら嫌だなって思った
し、 It was Oliver Taylor.
逆になんかやっぱアップルっていう巨大企業なんだけど、まあ、その中には実際人が働いていて、こうその人間と対話することによって、例えばこう、何かうまくいかなくてイライラしてるお客さんとかも、なんかアップルっていう巨大企業だけどこの相手は人間だもんなと思って、それが分かるとちょっとさ、ね、怒ってる気分も和らぐみたいな人もいるだろうし、それが全部 AI になっちゃうと、逆になんか大きい企業であればあるほど、その何クッションがなくなってしまうっていうか、なんかそれは企業にとって意外とマイナスになることもあるんじゃないかなと思った。 なんか例えばだけどさ、その何かエラーが起きた時に問い合わせる先がシリだとするじゃん、
うん、
そしたらなんかそのイライラってさ、例えばその問題が起きてまずイライラしてるとして、でシリに話しかけて、でシリがなんかまたちょっと微妙なこと言ってきたりしてさ、なんか人間じゃないし、もうイライラがこう緩和されないじゃん多分。
Yeah, I get annoyed when I call and I start talking to the person and it turns out it's like the robot explaining which button to push.
でしょ?
And then you have to go through like 10 different key pushes and then you get put on hold and then like the person never shows up. It's crazy.
そう、だからこう、まあ、Apple の例が多くなっちゃうけど、その問い合わせのチャットもそうだし、例えば Apple Store に行ったら、まあ、ジーニアスで働いている人とかさ、まあ、その顔が見えるからさ、なんか大企業でも人間味みたいなところに触れる機会があるけどさ、それがなくなっちゃうとなんかみんなにもっと嫌われる要素が増えるだけというか、その大きければ大きいほど、なんか私とマイケルだってさ、例えばアプリとかサイトとか何でもいいんだけど、何かこうバグがあったりした時にみんなが問い合わせの連絡をくれるわけじゃない、
うん、
その時にみんながすっごい超優しいじゃん、びっくりするぐらい、yeah. それってその、まあ、なんかバイリンガルニュースを聞いてる人がみんな優しい傾向にあるっていうのはあるのかもしれないけど、よくわかんないけど、
で
も
なんか毎回
人間っていう風に思ってくれてるから優しいわけじゃんみんな、
うん、
その顔が見え、まあ、顔が見えないというか、なんかよくわかんないその企業みたいなことじゃなくて、
あ、マミボット
マミと思ってるからこう優しくしてくれるわけで、それがこう全部オートで返ってくるみたいな、自動で返ってくる AI とかだったらさ、
うん、
どうなんだろうね。
I feel like Amazon is more robotic. Like, are there really humans going on? Like, is there any human involved other than the like third party sketchy delivery company that brings me the box? Because it's, you know, the factory is like, isn't that just a bunch of robots moving stuff around? And then eventually a person like receives a thing. I mean, delivery is still done by humans, but that's not Amazon. That's some other company, right? So like Amazon itself is like a giant vending machine.
そうだからアマゾンとか LINE とかその今まで一緒にビジネスをやろうと、まあ、LINE スタンプとかね、アマゾンでじゃあ物を売るとか、
うん、
で一緒にこうビジネスをするってなった時に全部自動で返されてるなっていうのがありありとなっちゃうと、どうしても何かトラブルが起きた時にこうすごいネガティブな印象を植え付けられるよね。だからこの会社には人間はいないかみたいな、だから話させて、誰かと話させて、とにかくみたいなさ、
うん、
でもひたすらにこうオートで生成したメッセージを送ってくるみたいな。
Now they just refer you to some message board. That's what companies like to do now. Oh, we have a message board. You can like post it on there. And then the people that help you don't even work for the company. It's like other users that have become pros at dealing with this company's bullshit for some reason.
Yeah.
It's weird.
そうね。
The support model has definitely changed.
Yeah. 次。
According to a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the Earth's crust is made from cubes on average. The researchers developed mathematical models of the fragmentation phenomenon and analyzed data from thousands of rocks, eventually determining that rocks break into cubes on average. One reason for this is that of the platonic polyhedra, which have sides of equal length, only cubes can fit together without leaving gaps. Study author Gerald Mack explains the significance of the finding as follows. When you pick up a rock in nature, it's not a perfect cube, but each one is a kind of statistical shadow of a cube. It calls to mind Plato's allegory of the cave. He posited an idealized form that was essential for understanding the universe, but all we see are distorted shadows of that perfect form. In the 5th century BC, Plato suggested that the universe was made from earth, air, fire, water, and cosmos, assigning a geometry to each one. Earth was assigned the hexahedron, or cube. The study was conducted by researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, Budapest University of Technology and Economics, and the University of Debrecen.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された論文で、地球の地殻は大抵が立方体でできていることが分かりました。チームは断片化現象の数学モデルを開発し、それを使って何千もの岩のデータを分析した結果、岩が砕けるとき、その破片は平均的に立方体の形になっていることが分かりました。理由の一つは、等しい長さの辺を持つ正多面体の中で、立方体だけが隙間を残さずに組み合わせられるからです。論文を執筆したジェロル・マック氏は、今回の研究の重要さについて以下のように説明しています。自然の中で岩を拾うと、完璧な立方体ではないものの、それぞれが立方体の統計的な影のようなものなのです。これはプラトンの洞窟の寓話を思い出させます。彼は宇宙を理解するために不可欠な理想化された形を提案していましたが、私たちに見えるのはそうした完璧な形の歪んだ影なのです。紀元前5世紀にプラトンはこの世界が地球、空気、火、水、宇宙から作られていると提案し、それぞれに幾何学を割り当てており、地球には六面体または立方体を割り当てていました。この研究はペンシルバニア大学、ブダペスト工科経済大学、デブレゼン大学の研究チームによって行われたものです。めっちゃ面白いね。
うん、
なんか最初何の話と思ったけど。
キューブス。
そっか。
I guess
石とか岩とか。もうだから、丸っぽくさ。
うん。
書くけど
they start very what am I trying to say, not cubular, cubic,
right?
Is that what I'm trying to say? cube like,
right?
Cubesque. But they when Earth breaks apart at first, it's the most cubic. And it starts with 26 balance points. So there are stable and unstable balance points for any geometric object, right? Any object. So if you have an object, there are different ways you can balance that object. If you have a pencil, you can lie it on its side. I mean, pencil has a lot of different balance points. Basically, if it's stable, then it doesn't take that much work to balance it. So the side, a pencil on its side, that would be one stable balance point, right? If it has like eight sides, then you'd have eight. And then it has two unstable balance points, the tip of the pencil and then the eraser. So you can describe any object in terms of its balance points. And a cube has 26. And what tends to happen as Earth fragments from 26, it goes down and down to less and less balance points until you have around four or five if it's really knocked down. And I don't know why I didn't write this down, but there was a Russian mathematician who hypothesized that there was no geometric shape that existed that could have less than four balance points, that it was impossible.
Okay.
And one of the authors of this study, Gabor Demokos, is famous because in 2006, he actually created an object that had only two balance points.
And what it's the only look like?
The object is called a gombok. G-O-M-B-O-C. Gombok.
Okay.
It only has two balance points. It has one stable balance point, and the other balance point is unstable, which means no matter how you set the object down, it will always orient itself back in the same way. Because it only has one stable balance point.
これは言葉で説明するのが難しい形だね。
It's it's like a turtle shell. And the reason for that is that a turtle, if it's flipped upside down and doesn't have a low number of balance points on its shell. Yeah, it can't flip over. So turtles' shells have evolved to sort of right itself if it can shake a little bit. So if a turtle can shake a little bit like this, it'll like tip over and it'll be able to move again. And that's because its shell has evolved this Gombak-like geometry. So this guy, Gabor Demokos, and his wife sat around rolling pebbles for like months. I mean, these researchers personally collected hundreds and hundreds of rocks and tested them, measured them geometrically, and you know, tried to empirically verify that this statistical average is correct, that, you know, Earth is made of cubes.
すごいね。
I think one of the easiest ways to understand it, and I went to the Petrified Forest in Arizona, and they have giant logs, like a tree, like the entire freaking tree was petrified. It's preserved and mineralized, right? So the tree's structure has been replaced by minerals,
right?
So it's like a stone now. But what you always see is that the petrified wood logs, they will break in the center, and then those two halves will break in the center, and then those segments will each break in the center over time. And
wait, why?
Because it's just leverage. So if you try to snap a pencil, like if you have a pencil, the pencil is going to break in the middle. It's not going to break at the end, right?
Right.
So a pencil snaps most easily in the center. And so the petrified wood is the same way. And you notice that those forces are, you know, favoring a cube.
なるほどね。
Yeah. So this guy's really interesting, this Gabor Demokos. He actually published a paper in which he researched Martian rocks that were seen in Gale Crater by the Curiosity rover.
Okay.
And he determined by the geometry of those rocks that they had to have traveled dozens of kilometers in a river in order to look like that, because they had been chipped down and eroded to such a level that he could look at a specific rock and estimate how far it had traveled.
That's really cool.
Down the Martian River. So, yeah, that's cool.
I wish my chigaku no classes in high school was like that. Then I would have liked it. Well, like, naka, ishi o miru dake de koui koto ga wakarimasu yo toka sa. Soui hanashi. Instead of having to memorize the names of each, like, soul toka.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the relationship between mathematics and nature is the only thing, the only real indicator that the truth can be known. right? Where else do we see that? You know, the relationship between math and nature. I mean, that's when we can say something is like true, right?
Yeah.
We don't, maybe somebody understands it, but we don't perfectly understand why mathematics predicts nature so well, but it really sets us apart from, you know, monkeys and squirrels and stuff.
次.
Researchers at the Center for Visual Information Technology in Hyderabad, India, have developed a new AI technique capable of near-perfect lip-reading, including the generation of speech audio. Babies learning to speak, people with hearing impairments, and adults trying to understand each other in noisy environments pay close attention to a speaker's lip movement in order to visually interpret speech. The researchers trained an algorithm on a data set of 175 hours of talking face videos from six speakers on YouTube, a chess analyst, chemistry lecturer, deep learning lecturer, hardware security expert, and ethical hacker, in order to expose the algorithm to a broad range of lip movements, gestures, and vocabulary. The researchers input the video data into a spatio-temporal encoder, which uses convolutional neural networks to interpret the visual, lip, and gesture information in 3D. That information is then converted into MEL spectrogram representations of the audio using a speech decoder. Applications for the technology include video conferencing in silent environments, speech recovery from background noise, long-range listening for surveillance, and voice generation for people with aphonia.
インド・ハイデラバードの視覚情報技術センターの研究チームが会話の音声生成を含めほぼ完璧に唇の動きを読むことが可能な新しい人工知能技術を開発しました。おしゃべりを練習中の赤ちゃんや聴覚障害を持つ人々、うるさい環境で相手の言うことを聞き取ろうとする人々などは会話を視覚的に解釈するために相手の唇の動きに注目します。チームは6人の人物が話している顔の部分が映った YouTube 動画175時間分のデータを使ってアルゴリズムをトレーニングしました。動画ではチェスのアナリスト、科学の講師、ディープラーニングの講師、ハードウェアセキュリティの専門家、倫理的ハッカーがそれぞれ話をしており、それを見せることで様々な唇の動き方やジェスチャー、単語に触れさせました。研究チームは唇の動きとジェスチャーの視覚情報を 3D で解釈させるため、動画データをニューラルネットワークを使用した時空間エンコーダーに入力しました。その情報は音声デコーダーを使ってメルスペクトログラムの視覚的表現に変換されます。今後同様の技術の応用として、音の出ない環境でのビデオ会議、バックグラウンドノイズからの音声の修復、監視のための遠距離での盗聴、および発声障害の人の音声生成などが期待されます。ビデオカンファレンシング in silent environments、どういう状況を想定しているってこと？
You wouldn't have to make sound to have sound come out the other side for the other person.
Wait, what?
So they can embed, there's some special process they have where they can actually, they have a speech embedding step that they can do, which adds speech to people that can't speak. And that same technology can actually be used. So even if you're like whispering very, very quietly or not making any sound at all, you could actually talk.The other person could hear you talk, like hear your voice.
Right.
So you could be in a library and you could FaceTime someone and you'd just be like...
Right. Right. You know. Like that makes me think of a lot of movie scenes where you're calling 911 and your like abusive husband or whatever is like trying to beat you up or kill you and you're supposed to tell the cop what's happening.
Good help.
それとかもできる。あ、それはでもだからフェイスタイムだったらできるってことだよね。動画があれば。
Yeah.
うん。
It's pretty mind blowing. It's
yeah.
This technology is... Did you see video of it working?
No. There's a video?
Yeah, I can send you... I don't know if they released a video, but there's a video of someone... I think they released... well, you'd want to hear it anyways, but... Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it sounds... It picks up your accent. It
picks up...
It's like it's dead on. It makes no sense. I have no idea
how
it can be this good. It's really good. It's really good. It doesn't just... What they found... they didn't intend for this, but they found that the AI was actually... it was mostly focusing on the lips, but it was also using data from the forehead and other parts of the face.
Hmm.
And the reason for that is only about 30% of the English language is distinct in terms of your exact mouth shapes. And that's because of homophones. And homophones are phonemes... sounds, words that sound different but perceptually are very similar. So if I say park and then I say bark and I say mark, my mouth looks almost exactly the same. Homophones. So the AI needs a way to distinguish, you know, mark from bark from park. You know,
and they can do that by looking at other parts of your face. How does that work? How
your forehead and your your gestures. For some reason, it's looking here, like between your eyebrows. It looks there a lot. They have a heat map of the, I guess, where the AI is putting the most attention.
Interesting. まあでも確かにその 言い方とかもあるじゃん?
Like,
それはこう口だけ見ても分かんないもんね。 その同じ言葉を言っててもそれがポジティブなのかネガティブなのかとか皮肉っぽく言ってるかとかって まあ他の部分見ないと分かんないから。
It gets it almost exact. Your tone, your inflection, your accent, how you, what you sound like. It's incredible. And if you, it seems impossible, but in 2014, there was a study where researchers pointed a video camera at a bag of chips, like potato chips. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And
I do.
They recorded high definition video of the potato chip bag, and from the movement of the potato chip bag, they were able to recover high fidelity audio sound from that room. So if there was any sound, if someone was playing audio in that room, they were able to extract that sound by zooming in on a bag of potato chips.
Right.
So don't leave potato chips near your window because the feds can just hear everything you're saying.
Right.
They just zoom in on that potato chip bag.
Yeah, 本当どんどんどんどん監視社会に they can
add sound to CCTV camera footage, the security camera footage that doesn't have a microphone.
Right.
And there are...
Well,
think about the data from the past. Things that you've said on CCTV, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, can actually be heard.
Yeah.
There's like a... It's like... They went back in time and put a microphone there or something. It's like, so you remember the footage, the 4K 60 frames per second footage from Tokyo from 1913?
Yeah.
That was restored.
あれもだから会話をつけれるってことだもんね。その音声を全部つけれる。
If you can see someone's face.
Yeah.
Anyone can run this software and extract audio from 1913.
Right.
From someone standing, you know, 20 meters away.
Yeah.
Like, they... We can
it's
hear
cool
what...
and scary.
And an artificial intelligence would, you know, like an AGI would just process all of this.
Well, even more reason to wear a mask, huh?
No, because they can just video the vibration of your mask. Seriously, though. An HD video of your mask vibrating will give it all away. We're just leaking information everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like the movie Daredevil, when he can he hits the pole in the train station and everything lights up like that. There's like a trillion times more information than that.
Yeah.
It's just leaking all over the place. Everything can be traced. It's out of control.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. It reminds me of, in 2001, A Space Odyssey, David Bowman and Frank Poole, the two crew members, on the station, I guess it's a craft, they notice something is off with HAL 9000. The AI computer that runs the ship. So they go and try to have a private conversation inside of a pod where HAL 9000 won't be able to hear them.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we're going to have to disable the higher cognition functions
scene.
And we're going to have to basically unplug HAL's brain. And it's a really creepy scene. And at the end of the scene, you see, it's from HAL 9000's perspective. And you just see the camera move from David Bowman's mouth to Frank Poole's mouth.
Yeah.
And, HAL 9000 was lip reading.
Yeah.
And that's real right now. 100% real. Confirmed. Take it to the bank.
Yep.
That scene isn't even science fiction. It's crazy.
Nah. I can picture that scene right now in my head. Because it was so scary.
Yeah. Well, it gets scarier after that.
It's
Well, their conversation is no HAL 9000 computer has ever made an error. And the other guy's like, yeah, that's true. Sounds like famous last words, though, you know, to just trust it when it's doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I love that movie so much. It's still my favorite.
Yeah.
Still my favorite movie. All of this is making the past increasingly co-present with the present, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there are real implications of that going forward.
Mm. Yeah. This is crazy.
It's like what McLuhan said. Man becomes, as it were, the sex organs of the machine world. As the bee of the plant world, enabling it to fecundate and evolve ever new forms. So, something's happening. Something outside of our culture is happening. We are embedded in the historical process. The historical process is about our metamorphosis and, bringing in a new paradigm. I don't know how else to interpret what's going on.
um, Have you seen The Midnight Gospel? Duncan Trussell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw the first episode.
That's a podcast, right? That's basically a podcast, and they just put, like, visual on it.
Yes, I think so.
Like, I didn't know anything about it. I just watched it, like, a couple of days ago. And after, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or what, like, halfway through, I was like, wait a minute, this is not scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a podcast.
Is it all from the Duncan Trussell Family Hour?
No. I think they recorded it for the show.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, it's really cool. Like, really weird, but I've never seen anything like this. Like, they record a podcast and they just put a completely separate, like, animation on it.
Oh, they've been doing that for a while. I think Rogan has had that, animators for various segments, for crazy stories and stuff. And it's entertaining.
But like the animation being completely non-related to the content of the conversation.
Oh, I don't know if it's completely unrelated.
Was that done? I don't know. I didn't even know that such a thing existed. So I was like, oh, this is really cool.
I really liked it, but I was kind of exhausted after watching it, you know?
Yeah, because I think
it's
stimulating. Because you have to focus on, it's like you're consuming two different shows at the same time, right? I mean.
Yeah, you're multitasking.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of like trying to watch an animation show while listening to a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's somehow combined into one. So
yeah, it's like,
I saw it. I mean, I've seen people talk about it. I didn't really know what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
So like the moment I realized like, wait a minute, this can't be scripted. Like it felt really weird. Like, wait, what?
That's what makes it so cool.
Yeah.
I like Duncan Trussell.
Yeah, me too.
He's a legend.
Yeah. ちょっとびっくりした。でも、途中でそれに急に気づいたから。
Mm.
え、これ台本ないじゃんみたいな。でもなんか、え、そんなわけあるかなとか思って、2話目見て、あ、本当にこれ絶対台本ないわって思って。
Mm.
あ、すごい。すごいっていうか、面白いって思った。今更だけど。
That art style is crazy.
Yeah. そのアニメの内容もすごい面白いというか、まあ、trippy だけど、まあ、conversation も普通に何、ポッドキャストっぽいっていうか、めちゃくちゃ、内容が、あの、深くて面白いなと思った。
What have you been doing lately? Quarantine.
Yeah. 継続してセルフコロンティーン中ですけど、まあ、すごい雨多いしね今年梅雨すごいじゃん、
I feel like I'm learning to enjoy rain more. I've
really?
Like kind of forced myself to. Yeah, because at a certain point I was like, I'm tired of being like internally whiny about the rain. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like, oh, it's raining, I can't go outside. Like, stop being a weak little... Just get a raincoat, bro. So I got a raincoat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's so nice.
It kind of makes my life a little more difficult because when it's raining hard, I can't take my son out. And if...
Get him a raincoat.
I guess. But raincoats are actually really hot when you like run around and stuff. Like, And then...
You just have to wear almost nothing underneath the raincoat. That's what
I
do.
Yeah, I mean, no, I used to do that because I had to take my son to the school, you know, twice a week, even when it was raining. So, but I don't know. It feels like it's such a hassle. If it's just showering, I'll just go out without like anything.
No kasa.
Because, you know,
Whoa.
I have a stroller and I just, yeah.
It's that foreigner life.
Yeah.
I always, you know, like, yeah. Japanese people get kasa out right away.
So, 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 so.
Compared to, like, people from other countries.
So, so, so. でもそこはもう、何?そう、外国人スタイル。
You have to wear shorts if it's freezing.
And flip-flops, yeah. そう、ちょっと無理だから。でも本当まだ、そね、こう、何?今から。東京都外の人は何 GoTo キャンペーンで旅行行きましょう政府は言ってるけどまあねもう私は東京に住んでるし
全く
関係がないんで
I got stopped by the police a couple weeks ago
Okay
And I rolled down my window And this guy's like 息吐いて I'm like whatAnd he was doing alcohol check.
Okay.
But the way they check my alcohol, the yeah. police officer, is he lowered his mask and he sniffed my breath to check if I was drunk. Dead serious. I swear on my life this happened. and I was like, what? You're going to get the Rona, dude.
I didn't say the whole word. It's okay.
普通は
機械みたいな
持ってると思ったんだけど。
え？
No, he legit.
おかしい。
With his nose, old school. You know, the same way they would do it like a thousand years ago.
しかもさ、別にパンデミックとかじゃなくてもさ、Why would you want to do that? その全然知らない人の息をさ、吸い込みたいか。
That officer was doing that for different cars. It's not just me.
Yeah.
You know, so if the Japanese police are making their officers like these, you know, sacrificial alcohol checker machine, like, can't you order some breathalyzers? Like, what's going on? Yeah, that was
what's
crazy.
What's going on? どうなってんの? それはちょっとおかしいね。
Yeah, I was shocked.
I would be too. いやでもそうねちょっとそろそろなんか Sometimes it makes me feel like I'm going nuts. Like I wanna like go somewhere like outside. I mean I used to get it. I would get it with or without this pandemic thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple times a year or something. I'm like oh like I need to get out of this city. I wanna go somewhere. So.、Mm-hmm.That's happening to me now.
Yeah. Well, it's nice having a car. I mean, I guess, you know, travel is still discouraged to, like, you know, Kengai.
Right.
So, you know, I just went to my girlfriend's jikka to do house maintenance.
Okay.
And 'cause there's, like,crazy weed growth
and
vines and stuff that wrap around the house
okay
so yeah last time I was there some random Arab guy tried to buy my car
that's so weird this so they, Arab,
this
Arab
guy like
pulled
over yeah he pulled over and he reversed like half a block and he gets outAnd he just walks up to me and he asked if the car was for sale. I was like, no.
Why though?
and he was like, how much do you want? I'm like, no. And he's like, I'll give you, he was like, Yakuman. And I was like, no, more. and then it seemed like I didn't want to have a real conversation.
Yeah.
しかもマスクしてなかった。
しかも売ってないっつってない。なんでその値段を言ってくるの?
He really wanted my car. And he was like, look, I'll give you my business card. Like, are you usually here? And he's like, no, I'm not selling my car.
すごいな。謎だね。
Weird stuff has been happening all over the place in my life. I don't understand. It feels like I'm living in a simulation. So...
I'm just going back and forth of my place and the park. Like, I haven't gotten my hair cut in months and months. I went to the dentist the other day because I had to get more braces.
Mm.
My invisible braces, the fancy ones.
You had to get more braces, or you had?
Yeah, like I change it every week.
Oh, wait, what are you changing?
The trays.
Oh, is that like a retainer?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks just like a retainer, but it actually moves your teeth.
Hmm.
So, and you're supposed to change it every week.
I had a retainer, and people told me, like, you wear your retainer, your teeth are going to shift. It's going to be, like, you know, the end of the world.
Yeah.
If you don't wear your retainer, it's a huge waste of money. And, like, you know, you've been aligning your teeth for, like, so long. And so I stopped wearing the retainer, and it's totally fine. It hasn't moved. It's moved a tiny bit, but, like, it hasn't. My teeth moved.
You're talking about the ones that you are supposed to wear after, like, going through all the, like, braces or whatever, right?
Whatever the for life, the life sentence retainer.
Right.
That one.
Yeah, I'm going to get those after I'm done with all of these, like, trays.
And then you're going to have to keep doing that forever? Is that still how it works?
At night, they say I need to keep wearing them so that it won't shift back.
Is it like every night or?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Why aren't my teeth shifting?
I don't know. Maybe
I haven't worn
it
in like
10
years.
Maybe it did shift and you just didn't see it.
Does it look shifted?
I don't know. I don't know what it used to look like. So how am I supposed to tell? What do you think?
Well, if it's not straight, then it shifted.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess.
So I'm no expert. Don't do what I'm suggesting. Definitely wear your retainers until you die.
Oh, I'm watching The Mandalorian. Mandalorians? No, Mandalorian? Yeah, whatever.
What is that? Is that
the Star Wars
helmet guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have a face? Or is he just...
He does. You've seen his
face?
No.
You haven't seen his face?
半分しか見てない. 4話 ぐらい? 全部で8話かな?
It could be Oliver Taylor.
So
we don't know who the Mandalorian
no.
Is that like a race or is there one Mandalorian? Do they all have the same helmet?
It's like a cult. I don't really know what it is.
And they all have the same helmet?
It looks slightly different.
So it's like Ultraman where they have all the slight variations. No way. Oh my god.
まだ。
I guess if they all had the same helmet, you can't tell who's who, huh?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Hmm.
You need some decoration.
So it is like the Ultraman, you know, they...
Yeah.
They all have the crazy-looking mohawk thing.
So.
That's like...
それをだから4話まで見た.
So they don't show their faces? Any of them?
No. なんかそれよりもね, Baby Yoda がとにかくあまりにも可愛すぎて.
What? It's for babies?
No, Baby Yoda, you know. They have this Baby Yoda in this show. And
I heard like Baby Yoda like, or something.
No, and it was all over the internet, right, when it first came out. And now I understand why people were so obsessed with it. Because it's so fucking cute.
It's not real, though. It doesn't actually... That person doesn't actually exist.
But
Baby
my,
Yoda.
Like, crazy mommy brain, like... なんか、なんだろう、自分の息子みたい、なんか... 赤ちゃんだから、あ、なんか自分の子供と一緒みたいな感じで見ちゃって、可愛いってなっちゃう。
You want to protect it or something?
Yeah, like, oh, you know, I want him to be safe and shit.
Wait,
you know?
So what was the story behind Baby Yoda? Is that...
I don't know. I thought people were just like, oh my God, this is so cute. Because Yoda...
It is Yoda. It's not like a Baby Yoda.
It's a Baby Yoda.
Oh, it's a Baby Yoda. That's not Yoda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not the Yoda that we know, because the Yoda we know is, like, so old in this...
Oh, I thought this was, like, a prequel thing. Or something.
It's after the first saga.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I was kind of imagining, like, You know, like in... It's like you have to protect baby Yoda because he's going to become Yoda.
Ah, like Terminator, thought, みたいな。
Yeah, like, yeah, like John Connor. So I imagine yeah. the plot, I just cutthroatly assumed the plot was,
そうそうそう。
You know, someone's trying to kill Yoda.
Yeah, てか私そもそもなんかヨーダって固有名詞だと思ってたから、hmm. なんていうの、ヨーダっていう名前、hmm. だと思ってたから、あ、ヨーダっていうなんかその種族、あれっていっぱいいたんだ、みたいな。なんか、いっぱいいて、しかも赤ちゃんとかもあるんだ。なんかよくわかんないけど、その、交配するのか卵なのか知らんけど、なんか、そういう、いっぱいいるもんなんだっていうことも知らなかったから。
And is there, does Yoda have like a first name?
いや、だからね、それまだわかんない。赤ちゃんだから喋れないから、なんか。
No, I mean like the original Yoda.
Original? いや、でもみんながヨーダって呼んでるもんね。だから、名前ないんじゃない？わかんない。
There's no first name?
でもだからそう考えると失礼だよね。Yo, cat とかさ、Hey, human みたいなこと。
Yeah. Are they like lower status?
あ、でもさ、Master みたいな感じで役職で呼んでたかもね。Hey, Yoda って誰も言ってないかもね、よく考えた。
Are they all masters or just... No, I think that was just Luke Skywalker was saying that.
Yeah.
To that specific Yoda.
え、でも他の人はじゃあなんて言うHey, Yoda って言ってたんだっけ? But why do we know that? Why do we know that he's called Yoda? Someone must have been calling him Yoda, right?
I don't understand why they're differentiating all the Mandalorians with cool helmets and stuff, but Yodas are just...
Yodas?
そのまま Yoda.
Because they have a face. I mean, you can see their face, so I guess they look slightly different, each of them, hmm. right? They must. Unless they're cloning themselves.
So you like the series, Mandalorian?
Yeah. なんだろう、その最初のやっぱ四五六の感じっていうか、あの変な生き物がいっぱい出てくる、
あ
のそのスター・ウォーズらしい変な動物とか変な生き物、私それがすごい好きだから、スター・ウォーズといえばなんか変なイマジネーションの産物みたいな、そう。
And it's always presented as if it's totally 普通.
そうそうそうそう、そうなん
です。 That's what's so fun. And some new alien shows up. And Star Wars has always been the master of just making it look totally 普通. Like this guy always hangs out at this bar.
そうそう。
Like there's nothing weird about him at all.
そうなの、そうなの。なんかそれが、あの、このテレビ番組でももちろん踏襲されているっていうか。
That's fun.
からそれはすごく楽しい。なんか謎の超巨大生物とかに食べられそうになるみたいなとか、なんかよくあるスター・ウォーズの感じだけど、ああなんか懐かしい感じもするし、
うん、
面白いよ。あとあれ見たんだ、あのだからディズニープラス、だから要はディズニープラスに入ったわけよ、マイハズバンドがね。Oh. So the first thing we did was we watched Hamilton.We had listened to the CD, でも、
mm-hmm.
その舞台は見たことなかったから。
It's pretty popular.
そうそうそう。
It's kind of... It's from a few years ago, right?
うん。
Like maybe three?
Few どころじゃないんじゃないの。結構経ってると思うけど。
So is it a... What is it? A play? It's、
yeah.
a play.
そう、普通にステージで、あの、オリジナルキャストね、だから2013年とかかな、うん、の公演をそのまま収録したやつがディズニープラスにあって、それを見た。
How was it?
It's good. It was a... 全然、もうすごい何超 strong performance というか。なんだろうね、こうラップみたいな感じ
Mm-hmm.
もあり、あのすごい笑えるとこもあるし、あのグッとくるとこもあるし、イラッとするとこもあるしみたいな感じで、
mm-hmm.
あの面白かった、すごい良かった。
Do you learn like history of the founding of the United States of America?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I had a lot of questions while watching it, and I was asking my husband, but
about like theDrafting the Constitution or...
Or like Treasury or, とか、なんかそのあんまり詳しくないから、当然。
Treasury?
うん。
Hamilton founded the U.S. Treasury.
そうそうそう。 だまあその話なんだけど、まさに
、うん、
あのその背景の話というか、まあ、彼がすごいのし上がるところとか、
うん、
あのはすごい面白かった。まあ、生で見たかったなっていう。
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen for a while, but I tried doing Aizomet.
Oh, right. Oh, you're wearing that right now?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that's cool. Is that a t-shirt?
This is a t-shirt.
Sokka.
And, well, this is actually, this is our 次の t-shirts の blank version.
Ah, okay.
Right, that I did. But,
that looks really cool.
Yeah, that's fun. I don't know, like, you know, there's so much artificial, crazy, synthetic stuff, chemicals, VOCs involved in dyeing and manufacture of dyed clothing and whatnot. But you can, there are two really good things about Aizomet. One is it's just from flowers that anyone can grow, and you can have organic Aizomet dye.
Right.
Can be produced.
なんかさ、このパンデミックでさ、みんなの人類のクラフトレベル上がってるよね。
I need to do more shiitake, actually. Shiitake is my 表面.
equivalent. それ相当だよ。
Yeah, so I need to get... Because I think I was able to do it like 4回ぐらい。But the last time was like 5 kinoko or something. Because it uses up the organic matter.
Wait, it's not 5 kinoko, right? It's like 5 cycles, you mean?
Oh, yeah, but the last cycle produced like 5 kinoko.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Because your yield goes down dramatically.
Right.
Yeah, but with the Aizomet, you can actually dye old clothing that doesn't like look good, or you're bored of it, or whatever. So if you have like a white shirt that gets stained, then you can do Aizomet, right? And now it's like a totally different, not stained piece of clothing. So
right, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're all becoming crafty.
I think people should get crafty. It feels good to like do something.
Yeah. I've been making hummus.
My girlfriend did most of it, but
that's cool. I said I've been making hummus.
From scratch?
Yeah.
Not from scratch.
I'm not harvesting beans or anything.
that's what I think would be the coolest, you know. It doesn't have Aizomet is just like one example of this.
Yeah.
But there's no theoretical barrier to you planting flowers, extracting dye, and actually having the entire that process is localized and contained, and you have 100% oversight, you know, of what's happening.
Yeah.
And so one of the big, you know, problems we have is the externalities of buying services outside the country where they don't have the same regulations that you have in your country. So it's kind of a hypocritical, like, well, we pass these really great regulations and stuff, but then, you know, there's like a loophole there. So
are you watching any shows or movies recently? Or
I've been watching live streams of rocket launches. China just launched a rocket to Mars this morning.
Right.
United Arab Emirates. Am I saying that right? Launched an orbiter to Mars. The China one is also going to Mars. Everything's going to Mars. It's crazy.
Yeah. ね、先週のあのポッドキャ、あ、何、特別編もめっちゃいろんな人に聞いてもらって、
totally about Mars and the rock research about Mars.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I don't, much is happening.
I saw, this is a while ago, but I saw Hakubishi.
Okay.
Climbing around.
うちのね、近くにもいるんだよ。意外と。
Have you seen it?
いやいやいや。一瞬猫かなと思うけど。あ、でも2、3回、2、3回。
That's a lot though. Were they up high? Like
up
on
high?
Telephone wires とか
No, it was 普通に on the ground. 走って
た。It was on the ground?
Yeah.
ハクビシン?
うん。
Wow.
しかも港区だよ、だって。
hmm. I've only seen them climbing on stuff. They like go...
あ、そう。
They go like building to building. They can move across the city without touching the ground.
なんか猫かなって思うけど、あれちょっと長いなって思うと、だいたいハクビシンだよ。
Yeah.
Are they cute.
Increasing or?
I have no idea.
yeah.
Okay. Well, もじおこしのテキストは iPhone、Android、Mac、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。各エピソードごとに出題、問題を出題する宿題プランもありますので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。冒頭でマイケルが言った通り、無料お試し期間も設けているので、ちょっとやってみたいなっていう方はそちらも活用してみてください。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。